Okay, say that is a sign of test. Sponsor is? The Silver family, the Zayn Commissioner, Gittelbach, Israel Moshe. Shama should happen in Aliyah. Okay, so we have a machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan. So Rav said that if you did Malika with the left hand or at night, it's not Metama Beis of Aliyah. But if a Zar, non-Kohen, does Malika, or if Malika is done with a knife, then it is Metama. That's not a good enough Malika to remove the Tumas Nevela. Whereas Rav Yochanan says that a Zar is not Metama Beis of Aliyah. I mean, if a Zar does the Malika, then it is a sufficient enough Malika to remove the Nevela status upon death. Although it's possible, it's not Metama Beis of Aliyah. So now we try to bring some proofs. We're up to the second proof. So Tashma, right? The Gemara says Tashma. I bring another kasha on Rav. Tashma. It says in our Mishnah Zehaklau. The end of the Mishnah it says this is the rule. Right? Remember this is Zehaklau. What we're going to ask? What does the Zehaklau come to include? It says Zehaklau Kol Shahaya Psulo VeKodesh. Any bird whose psul took place when it was kodesh. Major Machlokes Rishonim. What that means? We could say that it was puzzled when Rashi's chart means it was puzzled by itself. Meaning it wasn't puzzled by itself, but the psul took place in the avoda. Right, in itself was a kosher animal, but the psul took place during the avoda. Eino mitama begodma beis abuya. So it's not mitama beis abuya. That's what it says kol. So bishon l'Rav Yochanan kol lasuye. What does kol come to include? What's the general klal come to include? Lasuye zar. It's coming to include a zar who is molik, because the zar is not mentioned in the Mishnah, and it's come to teach us that even his malika is a malika legabe. That if a zar does malika, and then the bird it's pasul, but then the bird goes up on his back, it's him all lotere. So therefore you're gonna say that it's not metame a beis habliya, and that's like Rav Yochanan, who says that the zar is not metame a beis habliya if he doesn't malika. El Rav, according to Rav, who says that the malika is not of a zar is not a malika at all. So what is the word kol that it says in the Mishnah? Lasuye mai. What is that coming to be rabos? What's that coming to include? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Utameich. Even according to your own reasoning, there are two. When it says the word kol, right? It says the word kol. It says kol shahayo v'kodesh, right? Right? Klal was kol shahayo psul v'kodesh. And then it also says kol shalohayo psul v'kodesh. That's the other way. The back inference. So what's kol shalohayo psul v'kodesh? Meaning a psul that took place by itself, prior to, according to Rashi, prior to any avoda being done with it. Lesuyemai. What's that coming to include? According to what you're saying, Rav Yochanan, you have it on one side, but you don't have it on the other side. So the Gemara is going to give an answer what these two calls are coming to include or exclude. And based on that, Rav say that it's not talking about the Zara. It's talking about the two things I'm about to mention. Ella, what's the word kol? The kol in the safe has come to be married to something else. So too, so he's, right, so he says, yes, a resha lasuye shchitas kadoshim bifnim, and seifa lasuye milikas ful in the foot. The resha, when it says kol, is coming to include that if you shecht kachim inside the Azara. So I have these birds in the base of Mendes. They're supposed to do Malika. Instead of doing Malika, you shecht them. So you killed them the wrong way. But you killed them via Shrita, which is a valid way of killing birds everywhere else outside of the base of Mendes. So you killed them doing Shrita. The rishis come and tell us that even in this place, that if it went on the Mizbeach, you don't take it down. And nevertheless, I'm sorry, even though it went on the Mizbeach, you do take it down, so it doesn't do anything. But nevertheless, the call has come to tell me that's not Metame Beis Avliya, because you shechted it. It's a good shechita, so therefore it's not Metame. It doesn't have the status of the Nevela. It's not a Korban, therefore it comes down, but it's not a Nevela. And the Seifa, what's the Seifa? The Seifa's come to teach you, the Seifa's come to teach us, let's say I was Molek, I did Malika with a non-consecrated animal outside the base of Mikvash. That Malika does nothing. That's absolutely nothing. And the bird is now in the Vela, and therefore it's Matama Beis Avliya. That's what's coming to include. The Gemara says, Tanya Kabasi, the Rabbi Yochanan, the price that supports the words of Rabbi Yochanan, the price says the Beirish, Milaka Zar, if a Zar does the Malika, Milaka Pasol, or let's say a Kohen Baal Mum does the Malika, or the Korban becomes Pigol, it becomes Noser, it becomes Tame, Ain Matama Beis Avliya. So you see the Beirish, this price says, a Zar during the Malika is not Matama Beis Avliya. So the question though is here, so pigol doesn't become tamei beis avliya because it's done properly. In the end, the whole time of the pigol, that's the only thing wrong with it. What's the hazard to say noser and tamei will become tamei beis avliya? How would it work by noser? I did a proper malika. I did everything right. I guess we're talking about an Ola, because I guess we're talking about it, whatever it is. You know, Ola Rechatis. I did the Malika right. I did everything correctly. I just waited. So it will become the Tama Beis Avuyah. But I did it right. I did the proper Malika. Retroactively, it's now going to become Tame. Same thing by Tame. So what happens by Tame? I do the Malika. I do everything. I put the blood on the Mizbeah. I start eating some of it. And all of a sudden, it becomes Tame afterwards. And now, retroactively, it's going to become the Vela. Once you did a Malika, a proper Malika, you filled it properly, why should it now retroactively become what's the Habimina? So I saw two things, a similar idea, both from Rabbi Yosef Engel and also here from Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Aras. He says that the concept of Malika, he tries to say the same thing as Shrita, I didn't get that, because the concept of Malika is not that it's a Heter Gamma. The concept of Malika is that when you do Malika, the idea is that it is a Nevela. But there's a heter for the Kohanim to eat it. So long as that heter exists. Once that heter to eat it falls away, then the heter, then the Malika reverts back to its original status. The Nevela's always been a Nevela. But the answer over here, when it comes to Nosar and Tameh, the reason why, you're right, now I lost the heter to eat it. Since I lost the heter to eat it, it should go back to being a Nevela. But since by Nosar and Tameh we say, Im Olo Lo Tered, so it didn't completely lose its heter status. Still has a smidgen of Kedusha that if it goes on the Mizbeah, you do not take it down. But Ein Hakanami had it completely lost the right to do anything with it. But Lachanan says it would go back to being an Avela. He says, Hu adib Malika o Pashim, de Malikaso zohi shechitaso betarim de Malika, about Dafka bekotzim Kulim, the im titbatel Kedusha lagamri akra Malika, mikan ul habot titame mishum Avela. The tsara she Malika titarena befal shah. The Malika has to be good the entire time. The Achshah Asha Ophulin, he says, the Nimele comes back. He says, Bufurish Bagamaro. He says, Apigo Ba Nosa Vatame Ematam Begadu Vesavila. Vatam Yishum De Psulam Bekodesh, the Im Olu Lo Yerdu. That's why. Im Olu Lo Yerdu. They don't come down. Ha I Habe Dinan Im Olu Yerdu. If it didn't want it, it would come off the Mizbeach. Hayu Metamim Begadu Vesavila. It wouldn't be Metamim. It would go back into the Vela Stalas. After Lo Nasar Nosar Ela Mikan Lahaba. Even if it only became Nosar, now it's going forward. It's only a retroactive Nosar. Right, the Malika Vishaisa Haisak Sheva did. Nevertheless, if I take the point being, and that's how the Rabbi Yosef Engel explains it, the point being is that the Malika does not make the animal kosher. The Malika is just a heter. It's still Nevela, but there's a heter. Once the heter completely falls away, Rabbi Chanan says, once the heter completely falls away, then it reverts back to its Nevela status. So that was a Havamina by Nosar and Tamei. And the Maskan is, and since because it's in Ololote raid, therefore it maintains the Kedusha status enough so it doesn't revert back to the Nevela. I'm Rabbi Yitzhak. Rav Yitzchak says, Shamati Shnayim. I learned two halachas. I forgot which one is which. I learned two halachas. Achas Kmitza Bazar. One had to deal with Kmitza, right, pulling out the flower done by a non-Kohen, by a Mincha. The Achas Malika Zar. And one had to do with a non-Kohen doing the Malika. Achas Tered. The halachas by one of them, one of the halachas of one of them is that if it went up onto the Mizbeach, you have to return it, take it off, because it's Psula. The Achas Lo Tered. And one of them, even though it's Pasul, it still should stay up on the Mizbeach if it goes up. You say the Mizbeach is Kolet, and it doesn't have to come down. Below Yadan, I don't know which one is which. So the Gemara says, Amar Chizkiah says, Mistabra Kemitza Tered Malika Lo Tered. It makes sense to me that if a Zard does Kemitza, that should come off the Mizbeach, if it went up. But if by accident does Malika and the bird went up, that should stay. The Gemara says, why? So Maishna Malika, why you say that Malika is less of a problem? Right, Malika is less of a problem. That's why Lo Tered. Maishna Malika, the Yeshna Babama. There's a concept of Malika by a Tzar exists by Abama. During the times of Abama, so there was no Avodah by the Kohen, so I would do Malika, and that would be good. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, Kemitza Nami Yeshna Babama. Then there would also be a Korban Mincha Kemitza by Abama also. Why? There's going to be a Machlokas later on. The Machlokas as to whether or not there were Korban Ophos and Korban Mincha by the Bama. So if you say there was a Korban Oph, you agree there was a Korban Mincha. If you say there was no Korban Mincha, then there was no Korban Oph. So you can't have it both ways. If there's Kemitza, then there's Malika. If there's no Malika, there's no Kemitza. So he says, Kemitza, it's Kemitza Nami Yeshna Mincha. If he came a Mincha of Bama, maybe you say there was no Mincha by the Bama. And he says, if that's the case, then Ain Ophos Nami Bama. If you hold it was no Mincha by the Bama, you also have the opinion that there's no Ophos by the Bama, right? the honor of Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes said, Divrei HaOmer, Yesh Mincha B'Bama, according to the man, the Omer said that there was Kavri Mincha B'Bama, Yesh Onfos B'Bama. He would say there are also birds by the Bama. But the Divrei HaOmer, Ein Mincha, if you hold there is no Mincha by the Bama, there was no Mincha by the Bama, Ein Onfos, there were no Onfos either. My time, because the Pasuk says, it is by the Bama that Moshe built by Har Sinai. It says, Vayishlach Asnari B'nei Yisrael, Vayilu Olos Zvachim, Vayishbichu Zvachim. Right, it says, Vayishbichu Zvachim, Shlamim Vashem Parim. The darshan from the word Zvachim, below Minachos, Zvachim, below Opos. So what's the difference? So why are you telling me that if you did Malika, it's low K-Raid, but the Mincha is K-Raid? The Gemara says, no, Ela Ema, Ein Kiddush B'chli Sharis B'mincha B'bama. Ein Akhanami. We had Opos, and we had Mincha by the Bama. The difference is that the way we do Opos now, Malika, is the exact same way we did Opos by the Bama, except for the fact that the person does it. It was the same mechanism, right? But when it came to the Korban Mincha, there was no Kiddush L'Chisharis B'Mincha B'Bama. It was done differently now than then. Then, it was only done, you didn't put the Mincha into a Kli Sharis. Now you put the Mincha into a Kli Sharis. So you see that the Mincha is a little more Kaddush now. The other way around, it's less Kaddush. It's not done if it's done by a Zohar, because it's not done exactly the way it's done by the Bama. I guess that's the reason why. You can learn out Malika from the Bama, because it's done the same way. And therefore, since Malika was kasher by Zar by the Bama, it's also b'di'evet, also located in the base of Midrash. But by Mincha, the Mincha is done differently. So you can't learn out. Just because Mincha was good by a Bama doesn't mean it's good now. Because over there in the Bama, it wasn't done with the Klisharis. And here it is done with the Klisharis. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said, right, Malak was small. Mishnah, if you did Malika with your left hand, the Avodah has to be done with your right hand. Obalayla, or you did Malika at night, and all the Avodahs have to be done during the day. Nevertheless, Einon Betamas Beis Avuyah. It's still good enough, and it removes the Nevela status. The reason being is because there are certain Avodos that were done that way. You had the Avodah in Yom Kippur, some of it was done with the left hand, and you also had that the Ivarim were burnt at night. So night still has sufficient status, not enough to make it a Kasher Karbon, but enough to remove the Nevela status when done via Malika. So Tana Rabbanon, we have a Brisa that says as following. This is the Torah behind it with Afremos. So the Brisa says, Yochol tihei malika shehi lifnim mitame begadim beis ablila. You would think, and it must be talking about a malika that's not kosher, you would think, that's what Rashi, there's a Rashi in Ksav Yah that says that, Yochol tihei malika, that a non-proper malika done in the base of Migdash would be mitame begadim beis ablila. It should make a nevela, and therefore be tama, meaning a malika done by a non-kohen, a malika done by a zar. You think it would be matam based on mablia. Tamalomer, the pasuk says in Vayikra, it says the whole nefesh etochal nevela utreifa beezrach bager the kibes begadav. It has to be nevela utreifa, and then you eat it. That becomes tami begadav. But in this case, it's not a nevela, right? The nevela has to. It makes it into the nevela makes it into be matami tuma based on mablia. The Gemara says, wait a second, how not in the nevela? If it's done improperly, say it's a nevela. Because why? If you do, same way, it's supposed to be done by shlita. There's a dispensation, the base of ministry, to become during the malika. If it's not done properly, if the malika is not done properly, it's done by somebody who's possible to do the malika, it's not a malika. It should be a nevela. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara answers, no. Ella Talmud Lomer, we learn that the pasuk says trefa. It says nevela u trefa. So it can't be coming to tell me that a trefa is mitana. Why? See by in Amud Beis, we'll see why. But the comments to teach me that only a nevela similar to treifa is mitame, and not a nevela that's not like a treifa. What does that mean? The Lomer to teach us ma treifa she'ein ma teres es iser. If you have a treifa, nothing you do to a treifa can matir the iser that's on it. You're not allowed to eat the treifa. It's not allowed to eat it. Right? My treifa she'ein ma teres es iser. Right? No iser becomes mutter when something becomes treifa. So too, the only time that the nevela's oath is metame beis ablia is when nothing would become mutter by what you do to it. What's the exception? Yotz malika. That excludes malika shehi lifnim kol v'hi materis iser. That excludes malika that is done by kushim burns inside the azara. Because it's matter the iser. Why? Even if a malika is done by a zar, what do we say? Also loteri. So it does something. It is matter some of the iser. Granted, if I do a malika in the base of Migdash, and I miss, and I kill the bird by stabbing it in the lung or something like that, That's not Malika. That's possible. That's the new Matame. But if I do, if a Malika is done by a Zar, by a non-Kohen, we just said that the Halacha is him also Lokeri. So the Malika is Matir a little bit. Again, it's a little counterintuitive. It's possible. But it is Matir that if it goes up on his bed, you don't take it down. So this is not like a Trefa. Because by Trefa, you can't do anything to it. What's a Trefa? Always a Trefa. So I checked with the Trefa. Still a Trefa. So non-Kohen did Malika on the bird. You're right, it's possible as a carbon, but he's also Lokeri. So there was a little bit of heter done to it. So it's not like a Trefa. So Yatza Malika, Shehim Yim Holi, Him Ateres is Isser. So Ein Mitame Begotten Beis Avliyah. So it's not Mitame Begotten Beis Avliyah because it had a little bit of heter. So Hevi Molek Kachu Bechutz. The Brisa continues there. If the Molek, if you did Malika, you had a carbon bird, and you did Malika to it outside the Beis Hamikdash, which means nothing. It's absolutely nothing now, because it's killing a bird outside the Beis Hamikdash. So then the idea is that two things. Maybe it comes to include Molek Kachim Bechutz, or Molek Kulim Bein Bifnim Bein Bechutz. If you do Malika of Kachim outside, it doesn't count for anything, because Malika is only supposed to be done inside. Also, if you do Malika of Kulim, inside or outside, also turns it into an Aveva, Ho of the Eimatir Nesa Isser. They're not Matir Isser. Why? Because in those situations, Im also Hering. Because Malika can only be done, it has to be on a Kachim bird in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay? Once you have a Malika done on a Kachim bird in the Beis Hamikdash, the different status of the Malika. There's a totally Kachim Malika, which is done by Kohen. It's Kachim Korban and also Lokeri. Then there's a Malika done by an improper person, you say also, hey, also Lokeri. That's enough. That becomes, so therefore, if that's done, it's not the time of Beis Avliyah. But in these other cases, if I do Malika on Chulin, that violates the first rule that we had. It has to be Kachim. So that is absolutely nothing. It's not Matu the Isser, because if it went up, you would take it down, and therefore it would be Matame Begadim, Abbas Avliyah. There would be Tumas Nevela. Tani Ida. I have another rice that says as follows. Yochot kihei shchitas chulim nitnin, v'kachim bein nitnin bein v'chutz, Matame Abbas Avliyah. You would think, a little different than what we had, this is by Shrita. You would think that maybe if I did Shrita on a non-consecrated animal inside the base of English, it's supposed to be. If the bird's not supposed to be there. Or the kachim, being the name of being the bechutz. Or I did shchita on kachim. Not only I did shchita, it's a valid shchita. Nevertheless, you would think it'd be matame beis avliyah. You'd think maybe it should be matame. What? Well, doing the wrong thing. Inside the beis avliyah, I'm supposed to do malika. If I kachim inside, it's supposed to be inside done with malika. And if you did it for shchita, it's no good. If you did it outside, it's no good. Right? So you would think that it would therefore, it wouldn't have any smack of any heter, and therefore it would be Matama Begadim Beis Avliyah. So Tamaloma, the Pasuk says, same Pasuk, Kol Nefesh Yitokal Nevela Utrefa Bezrachu Vagev Yechiyish Begadim Barachas Umayim Vatame Ara Erev Etoher. It says the word Nevela. So Gemara says the word Nevela, just because it says the word Nevela, only Nevela becomes Matama Beis Avliyah. So Gemara asks the same question. Anami Nevelahi. This is also Nevela. You're telling me it only becomes Matama Beis Avliyah if you have Nevela. Should be nevela. If I did shchita of a non-kachim animal in the azara, it should be nevela because in the azara he's supposed to malika on the kachim animal. So Gemara says no. Ella talmud loma. The pasuk says treifa. The pasuk adds the word treifa. So Gemara says there's another way to learn this whole thing out. So Gemara says like this: talmud loma treifa. My treifa shava bifnim kibachutz at kol shavos. You can just read it. At kol shavos bifnim kibachutz. Yotzer chis shchita shulam bifnim. He says, the Gemara says as follows. When it comes to Trefa, it doesn't make a difference whether the Trefa is inside the base of English or outside the base of English. It's an equal opportunity psul. Whether you shecht it inside the base of English or outside the base of English, once a Trefa, always Trefa. So we're going to say the same thing. The only time a bird can become a Nevela, if it's shoved it inside and outside. But when it comes to, let's look at the Gemara again. My treifa shows bithnin b'chutz, at kol shows bithnin. Shows bithnin kibachutz. Yotzra shchitas chulim bithnin. If I shech the chulim bird inside the base of Megdash, is it the same thing inside and outside? No, because outside it would be valid. So therefore it doesn't become tamei nevela. And kachim, bein bithnin bein b'chutz. Ho v'lo shavu ki bithnin b'chutz, ein b'tam b'gad the base of Leah. The Gemara has to explain that. What's ein o shavu bithnin b'chutz when it comes to kachim, whether it's kachim or shechted inside or shechted outside? Gemara is going to explain. Now the Gemara says, Bishlama, like we explained, Chulin, Shalot, Shavu, Bifnim, Bechutz. I understand, Shkita, Chulin, it's not the same inside and outside. Because if you would say, right, if you would say that bifnim, it would become tumah, then it would be the same thing inside and outside. The outside is a valid shechita. So therefore, it can't be the same. So therefore, it ain't no matam the brother base of lila. Just like we say that an oak that is shechted outside, the shechita is kshera and doesn't have tumah, so too, if a bird is shechted inside the base of Megdash, the shechita does not possible it, and it doesn't have tumah. But again, because you only can have tumah if you can compare inside and the outside. Ella, when the Gemara said kachim, right? When the Gemara says that kachim are not matilma tumah based of liya, I mean kachim what cases are when you did shechita on kachim birds, whether it was inside or outside, it's not matilma tumah based of liya. We say because it's not shalom within the foot. The question is edv suliminu. What are you talking about? If I have a bird, whether a kachim bird is shechted inside or a kachim bird is shechted outside, it's puzzle. So they are shalom within the foot. So why would it be the Vela? They're both puzzle. By Chulin it was different. By Chulin it was kosher outside. Kosher was not kosher outside. It's not kosher inside. It's the same thing. So it should be puzzle. So Amar Rabba says, no, im ho'ilo lo shrita schutz l'kaivo karis, lo to'ilo l'tahara midi neveva. Rabba says, wait a second. If you have a kachin bird that was shechted outside, it's not metamatum be'sabliya. Why? It's not because of what we said in the Braisa. It's because of a different svara. Because ho'ila lo shchita chutz l'chaybo karis. If you shech kachin b'chutz, the pasuk says, right, if you shech anything outside, you get karis. The pasuk, full pasuk is, ish ish b'vish v'shor asher yishvat shor, shech v'shor, shech v'kezev, o'ez, v'machane, and then it says, o asher yishvat b'chutz v'machane. That extra redundancy of o asher yishvat, they learn out that if you shech o kachin b'chutz, you get karis. Right? You shechita b'chutz. So shechita b'chutz is sufficient to create a chi of karis upon you. Lo tovi lo l'tara midim in the deva. Would it not be sufficient then that it's a good enough shechita? It's counterintuitive again. The shechita is good enough to be mechayev karis. Mashma, it's a good shechita. So therefore, if it's a good shechita, it can't be in the deva. If it's a good shechita. Right? Lo tovi lo l'tara midim in the deva. So the Gemara says, fine. From here I see Ashikon chutz. Now I understand why a bird shechted outside is not nevela. Because if it's good enough to nifai mikaris, it's good enough to take it out from the realm of nevela. But bifnim minalon, so how do I know that if I do it inside, I do shechita of a bird, touch a bird inside, also it's not metam nevela? Then we come to our thing. Ho'il, lo shavu bifnim chutz. Because if he shechted a bird inside, it wouldn't be the same as if you shechted the kachin bird outside. Because we just established that shechting a kachin bird outside cannot be metamet tumas mitzvela, because it's a good enough shechita to the chayav b'karis. Mara says, if this is the case, right, the klal is that by tumas mitzvela, it has to be an instance when they're shoved in the chutz of b'fnim, has to be the same idea of chutz of b'fnim, malach kachin b'chutz nami lo. If I did the lika of a kachin bird outside the base of Mikdash, that should also not be metamic to the base of Leo. Why? Because if I did the lika inside, it's not metamic. It's a kasher. It's a good. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Malach kachin b'chutz nami lo. The lo shavu b'fnim b'chutz. It would be the same thing. So Amar Rav Shimon bar Ashi. No, danim davar shelo behechshero, midavar shelo behechshero, ve'ein danim davar shelo behechshero, midavar shelo behechshero. I can learn out ein lo shavu b'fnim b'chutz from two things that are done improperly. Do malika chulin inside and malika chulin outside. I mean, doing shechita of a kachim inside and shechita of a kachim outside. Both things are done improperly. But I can't compare doing malika of kachim outside to malika of kachim inside. One's done properly, one's done improperly. So I can't. The idea of lo shavu doesn't go to that situation. So it's clear then. If I do malika of a kachim bird inside, I'm a tamatu basically your wife. I'm supposed to do. If I do malika of a kachim bird outside, it is going to be metamah tumah. It is going to be tumah nevela. Outside of the base of English, malika means nothing. It's the shechita on a bird. It's not the same thing as if you do malika inside, because it's not the same thing. One's done al pidin, one's not done al pidin. If they're both not done al pidin, again, all counterintuitive. If they're both not done al pidin, then they have to be comparable. But if one's al pidin, one's not al pidin, I don't have to worry about the comparison.
Right, it's nevela. Yeah, it's nevela. Not outside.
Right, but that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is saying, all right.
Malika inside. So if you do Malika outside, the Gemara just said, maybe Malik Hachim Lefut should also not be Metamin Nevela, because if you did Malika inside, it's not. The Gemara says, no, I can't compare the two. You only can compare the two if they're both done improperly. But here, one's done properly, one's done improperly. Malika done outside the base of Mikdash is improper. But inside the base of Mikdash. Okay. The Gemara says, below, and really that's the case. We never compare something done properly, something done improperly. We never learn dover shalobach shayr, we dover shalobach shayr, right? He says, v'hatanya, we have the following price. Minayin liyotze, how do we know that the emure, the karbonos, are yotze, that they go out and then they come back in, right? Im ala lo yeri, if they go up on the mizbeach, whatever. I don't know what the reason is. The Kohen took the stuff outside the base of Midrash. He brought them back in. He put them down. Supposed to be burned somewhere else. Kohen sees them. Another Kohen sees them. Both puts them up on the altar. She'im ala lo yeri. They don't come out, even though there's a psul yotze. Where we learn it from? Shari yotze kasher rabama. Because yotze is kasher by bama. What do you mean yotze is kasher by bama? There's no yotze by a bama. A bama is open in the field. There's no mechitzos by the bama. So you see, we're learning now something shalom behechshero from something done behechshero. The Gemara says, no. We're not learning that im also loteri by yotze from the bama. Tana, our brisa learns it out as zos torah saola riva samichle. There's a pasuk that says zos torah saola, which comes to teach us torahs come to include all of the olim. Anything that goes up, Torah achas yelahem, which means that even if they're puzzled, they don't come down. So we're not learning it out. We're not learning it out from the Bama. So Gemara stands by its cloud that we can't learn shelo bechshero, mehechshero. That's why Malika done outside is metamet tumas nevela, even though Malika done inside is not metamet tumas nevela, and they're not equal. Doesn't matter because they're both not the same. They're not both done shelo bechshero. One's bechshero, one's not bechshero. Okay. Now we're going to learn about doing Malika. You did do a Malika, a Kachim, whatever, inside, do it properly. You'll be fine if the bird is a Trefa. Bird's a Trefa. The question is whether that Malika found a nail in its heart. Right. It's a Trefa. Not a Trefa animal. It's a real Trefa. What? You separate the bird while you're doing it. Some of the birds. You must be after one. And you did the Malika, and post Malika. Correct. But what some of the Ola you separate. But let's say you do the Malika as you're going through the Veshas. As you go through it, you can wait, what is that? And you feel something, you have to know what the Trefas are. So you feel something that makes a Trefa, right? So now we have the din of a Kachim that was the Malika and stamped to be a Trefa. Is it now Metama Tumas based Ablia, just like any bird that's done without Shkita? Again, the idea is that birds supposed to be killed done b'shchita, not supposed to be killed with malika. So if you say that it's once it's a trefa, it was never kosher and you do malika on it, so it wasn't killed properly. If it wasn't killed properly, then you still have to. If it wasn't killed properly, it would become an avela because it was done malika on it, not on a bird that's not kosher. You did do it. That's the machlokas. That's going to be the machlokas, right? Correct. It happens to be a trefa. So you did everything right. But therefore, Malika does nothing for it. Malika doesn't mean anything. Malika, that's what I'm saying. Malika, look at the thing about Rabbi Chanan said. Malika only works so long once that hector goes away, once it's a trefa, the Malika is nothing. Back to the one side. What do you mean? Because every other korban, you're killing the animal in the appropriate way that you normally kill the animal, with shechita. So even if it's a trefa, therefore it's not kachim, I still shechted it properly. But if a bird is a trefa, what? But it's not tamei. Doesn't trefa doesn't make you tamei? The veila makes you tamei. Right. So here we're saying to do malika, and it turns out that the bird is not kachim for the mitzvah. It's in the veila. Maybe it's in the veila.
Sorry, I missed that. You didn't get it. I missed the saying that. Okay. So Gemara says malak. You malika on a bird. The nymphs is trefa, and it becomes, and you find out it's a trefa. Rabbi Meir Omer, ain't no metame based ablia. Rabbi Meir holds, his first shita is that it's not metame based ablia. Like what you were saying, the gut reaction, you did malika, it's fine.
what you're supposed to do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Metame. Rabbi Yehuda says it is Metame Tumah Beis Avliya. We're going to explain. Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, what's the reason why I say that an oath that is Malika and done found to be Trefa is not Metame Tumah Beis Avliya? Because I learned a Kal Vachomer. In Nivlas Behema, let's say I have the case of a Nevela of an animal. It has very Chomor Tumah. A nevela by an animal, because it's tummy even b'magu b'masa, even if you just touch it, the bird is only tumah beis avliya. It's swallowed. It's matama even matama b'magu masa. Nevertheless, shchitasa mitaheres treifasa mitumasa. Let's say I had a treifa animal and I did shchita. Nihi that you can't eat it. Nevertheless, it takes it out as a nevela, a shechet. So it's not a nevela. Either so, if I have this animal that has such a chomer that it's nevela, it's so chomer. Nevertheless, if I shecht it. If I shechted it, it removes the tumah. Nivlas oaf. I have nevela ba'oaf. She'eno mitam of magu masa. The nevela ba'oaf. Let's say a bird dies and I touch it. There's no tumah. It's only tumah if I swallow it. It's tumas abeis avliya. The swallowing place in your throat. So it's eno mitam of magu masa. Eno din a kal b'chomer she'tehei shchitasa mitaheres treifasa mitumasa. So I have a kal b'chomer that its shchita is going to be mitaher its nevela. If I shechted a treifa bird, that's step one. Shechting a treifa animal, even though it removes the nevela step. Correct. Kavachomer if I shechted a treifa. Kavachomer if I shechted a treifa. Wait, that's step one. Step two. Kavachomer if I shechted a treifa bird, removes the tumah status. We're not talking about treifa, we're talking about malika. Then do the mematzim. Go out. And then he says, Ma matzim le b'shechitaso shim nachshar tu achila di mataret mitaheres reifasam utumasa. Exactly what you're saying, Yossi. That just like in a chilak with a non-kutchin bird, the shchita would be mitaharit from the nevela. So too by kutchin bird, the malika would mitaharit from the nevela. Right? Rabbi Yehuda obviously doesn't have that kabachomer. We're going to try to learn it out from Sukkim. See how far we go. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rabbi Yossi says, daya. Right? Make a kabachomer. So then by kabachomer, you have to say daya. Daya medin leoskenidon. And what was the kavachomer? The kavachomer was shchita. You can't move it over to malika. That's an extra step, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer daya kenivos behema shchitasa mitharta below malikasa. It's enough by the shchita. By the, if you shech a tray for bird, it removes the nevela status, but I can't bring it over to malika because of the concept of daya. So the Gemara says, wait a second, daya is a din that we all know about, right? The Rabbi Meir lo darish daya. He doesn't hold the concept of daya. Kind of the daya by a kavachomer is a din d'oraisa. How do we know that from? We know that from the following braisa. There's a braisa that is explaining. He says, wait, let me read again. For meyer lo darish daya, ha daya d'oraisa. D'oraisa is a din d'oraisa. Disanya, because we have a braisa that's mefarish, the shloshes, midos, or torahs, the dreshes we have. Like the one part of the karbonos that we actually say here. At least the last one. That braisa comes to explain the shloshes rein midos. And one of the shloshes rein midos is kavachomer. But how does Sanya midin kavachomer ketzad? How do you learn out the concept of the kavachomer? So they learn out from the following pasuk. When Miriam, Hashem got angry at Miriam. We've seen this before, or we'll see it again. We'll see this. When did we see this? I thought we saw this before. The Sanya midin kavachomer ketzad. By Yomer Hashem Moshe via Yerok Yarpe Faneha. The pasuk said that if her father would have gotten upset at her, he would have been upset at her. It would have been for 7 days. The Gemara then says, if her father would have gotten upset at her for 7 days, then of course Baruch Hu should get upset at her for 14 days. Post says, what's 14? But we'll get upset for 14 days. Ella dial of Ominadin Yoskanidon. But the Kharish Baruch says, no, dial. If I'm making Kabachomer to her father, then we dial. If her father would be 7 days, I'm 7 days. Therefore, she has to be on the side for 7 days. So Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos is interesting. He writes, I just said before, what is 14 days? 14, maybe 37 days or 7 days. What's 14 days? So Rebbe Tam says, based on the Gemara in Nita, right? Gemara Nita, Daf Lamed Aleph says, look at those. Omer Rebbe Tam, the Nakar Avar Sayom, Mishum Daminu Perakam Apeles, the Shlosha Shutim Ma'odim. The three Shutim when it comes to creating a man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosim Bo Asar Dvarim, the 20 things that go into a person. Hashem gives 10 things. Keneged Avav V'Imo. And each the mother and the father gets 5. So the person, Hashem, is basically double what the father, mother and father are. That's why if the father would be 7, Hashem would be 14. So Hashta Aminu Dayo Ka'aviv Dimine Yofinim. So we said, leave it by 7, so that we bring Dayo to learn from the father. And then brings Rabbeinu Chaim, who says that it's about that, so that's an interesting Rabbeinu Chaim, that's because based on the Gemara in Nida.
That's so we have the concept that Dayo is Midin Daraisa. If Dayo is a Midin Daraisa, how can Rav Meir make the jump from Shvita of a Behema to Shvita of an oaf to Malika of an oaf? Right, it makes sense to be Pisvar, but if you're learning that from the Kal v'chomer, you're stuck because you have the concept of Dayo. So Amar Rav Yossi, Dayo limits the Kal v'chomer. Exactly. It's a limitation of Kal v'chomer to limit to only what you're learning. You can't learn the Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer, look at the example. They got a person will get angry at Miriam for 7 days. Kal v'chomer, that Kadosh Baruch will get angry double for 14 days. No, if you're learning a Kal v'chomer, you can only do 7 days. It limits it to what you're learning from. So Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Avin, Rav Meir Kra Ashka Padaris. No, Rav Meir found the possible. What's the pasuk? After the parsha of the Tumas Nevel and the Shratz, the pasuk says, "Zos Torah haBehema vaOf." This is the Torah of the Behema and the Oaf. So, something comparison between the Behema and the Oaf. V'chi be'ezer Torah shavs haBehema vaOf, vaOf haBehema. In what instance is the animal similar to the bird and the bird similar to the animal? Behema metama b'maga umasa. A Behema, the Nevel of the Behema is tama even if you just touch it or carry it. Oaf ain't a matam of magu masa, but a bird is not a matam if you just touch it. Oaf matam of the god of the sapliya. An oaf is matame if you swallow it. It's matame even the clothing that you're wearing if you swallow it. Behema ain't a matam of the god of the sapliya. Let's say someone would stick the animals down your throat and you swallow it. I guess the idea is that the clothing that you wear would not become tame. It's still different. El alom the chazan. What's come to teach you? What's the heckish? Ma behema. Just think about behema. Dover shemachshira laachila mitayr treifasim bitumasa. Why behema? If you do the thing that would be machshir it to eat, which is shchita, that's mitayr treifasim bitumasa. That's also mitayr the treifa from being tame. Meaning, if I sheft a treifa, it doesn't have a nevela status. Af oaf, so too by bird. Dover shemachshira laachila. If you do something to the bird that's machshir for achila. That thing is matar trefa, so be tumasa. It'll be matar the trefa. And how would that work? It's exactly what you're saying, Yossi. So when it comes to a chulin bird, it would be shechita. When it comes to a kachin bird, it would be malika. Therefore, malika, if I do malika and I find that the bird is trefa, nevertheless, the bird is not matamatum besablia, it's not in the vela. Now, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have this at all. Rabbi Yehuda, my type, right? He says that malika, he says that if you're malik and you find it to be a trefa, it's matama besablia, it's in the vela. So the Gemara is going to explain what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, my time. What's his reasoning? Also, for a pasuk, why is he chodok of Rav Meir and says that even if an oaf trefa was he argues with both. He rejects the whole Kal v'chomer. So he's saying an oaf, even if it was shechted, it's still a tumas and found to be a trefa. It's tumas nevela. Also, if it's if malika is done to it and found to be a trefa, it's also a nevela. Rabbi Yehuda, my time. Kra ashachak v'doros. He found the pasuk. The pasuk says as follows. The pasuk says, "V'chol nefesh." The pasuk we said twice already. "V'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela utreifa." Any nefesh that eats a nevela or treifa, but ezrach uvager v'chibis v'gadav. Then, if talking about eating, I'm talking about of a bird, right? Becomes tamei v'chibis v'gadav rochas v'mayim tamei and arav v'tahir. So, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Treifa laman demra. Why is the word treifa mentioned in this pasuk? Eat treifa chaya. What's the possibilities of treifa? Treifa can be viewed as a live animal. Or trefa could be viewed as to be at the end as a dead animal. So, im trefa chaya. Let's say the trefa is considered a live animal. Therefore, it doesn't have any tumah until it dies. While it's alive, it has tumah. So the Torah is coming to tell me that what's trefa in the pasuk coming to teach me? Telling me that a tumah, that trefa that dies is like an nevela. Because the trefa that's alive is alive. You can't eat it when it's alive because it's alive. Right? So he says, so the Torah is coming to teach me that a trefa that would die is like an nevela. Why do you have harei nevela amura? The nevela is already written. So what's the trefa come to teach us? So rather it's come to teach me if trefa ain't a chaya, and if a trefa is considered a dead animal, it's already in the nevela. The if trefa ain't a chaya, harehi bechlal nevela. It's already in the nevela. So what's the word trefa in the pasuk? So Gemara says ela lahavi trefa sheshafta shematama. It's come to teach me that if you shecht properly a trefa, it is metame. Except the shecht trefa, it is metame. And what's this talking about? This pasuk is talking about birds. And we're talking about Tumas Beis Avliya. So you see from this pasuk, the Rabbi Yehuda holds from this pasuk, you see that if you shech the bird, you find it to be treifa, it's still nevela. And so too by Malika. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Where it keeps going? Yeah, no. Thursday is very short anyway. Okay, so we'll stop here.